This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday Russia has not abandoned its plan of hitting Ukraine with airstrikes and sees power blackouts as its last hope. Russian missiles, artillery, and drones hammered targets in eastern and southern Ukraine, Ukraine's general staff said on Monday, as global economic powers pledged to beef up Kyiv's military capabilities with a focus on air defenses. Iran on Monday announced it carried out its second execution of a prisoner connected to the nationwide protest that began in September. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The prisoner had been detained and convicted amid nationwide protests challenging the country's theocracy. The authorities had aired footage on state television, which it claimed showed him stabbing two security force members to death and running away. Majid Reza Ranavad explains his actions to the courtroom. The reason for my hatred against security forces, he says, was the clips published on social media showing them beating and killing people. Ranavad's public hanging, less than a month after he allegedly carried out the fatal stabbings, shows the speed at which Iran will carry out death sentences for those detained in demonstrations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Peru's new president has given in to protesters' demands, announcing in a nationally televised address a proposal to move up elections. The announcement from Dina Boluarte early Monday came after protests turned deadly as thousands of people took to the streets Sunday to demand her resignation. This is VOA News. The European Union's top official has called for the creation of an independent ethics body covering all of the bloc's institutions and said corruption allegations involving a vice president of the EU legislature were of utmost concern. Belgian prosecutors investigating alleged influence peddling at the European Parliament have charged four people with corruption, participation in a criminal group, and money laundering. Belgian authorities said a Gulf country was suspected of offering cash or gifts to parliament officials for political favors. Several members of the assembly said some Belgian media are linked the investigation to Qatar. Amid the celebrations for the return of U.S. basketball star Brittany Griner last week, some critics, including members of Congress and federal law enforcement, argued such trades only encourage foreign states to target U.S. citizens traveling abroad. In an interview Sunday, one White House official found himself defending the deal that brought Griner home. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Griner's return to the U.S. last week sparked debate about prisoner swaps and increased vulnerability for U.S. travelers abroad. Her release renewed the question regarding if prisoner swaps do more harm than good. Appearing on an ABC television news program Sunday, U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby defended the deal brokered by the Biden administration that traded convicted Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout for Griner.
In a negotiation, you do what you can. You do as much as you can. You push and you push and you push. And we did. And this deal we got last week, that was the deal that was possible. It was the deal we could get now. Now was the moment we could get it, and we executed it.
Russian officials jailed Griner earlier this year when she was found to be carrying cannabis vape oil when she arrived in the country to play for a Russian basketball team. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A senior U.S. State Department official says the body and possessions of soccer journalist Grant Wall have been repatriated to the United States after his death last week while covering the World Cup in Qatar, or rather Qatar. The officials say Wall's remains and his belongings arrived at New York's John F. Kennedy Airport Monday morning. They were accompanied by a consular official from the U.S. Embassy in Doha, who had custody of Wall's remains since shortly after he collapsed and died during Friday's match between Argentina and the Netherlands. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Wall's writing, quote, captured not only the essence of the beautiful game, but also the world around it. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or for the latest news, follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.